Hello there, you're listening to Audacity, the Authentic Entrepreneur Podcast, especially for female founders. I'm your host, Claire Akers. In this space, you'll hear me talk about anything and everything you need to build an authentic and aligned business that's capable of changing the world. I'm a mum of three, entrepreneur and founder of two businesses so far, and an authenticity coach since 2007. Most importantly, I'm a cheerleader for those of you who have been brave and audacious enough to risk it all, follow your heart and build a business. So welcome to the Audacity Podcast. I'm so glad you're here and let's dive in to the episode. So I am so looking forward to this conversation this morning. I'm quite excited about sharing this one with you, and I hope you like it too. And today we are talking about the 10 traits of highly successful female entrepreneurs. I am in the privileged position of working with some incredible, incredible women. And as part of that, I get to be part of some really privileged behind the scenes conversations. So whether that's female entrepreneurs, female founders, female business owners, female leaders, startup founders, whatever you call yourself, I get to have conversations with these incredibly wonderful, brave and successful women. And as their business coach, I get a bit of a sneak peek behind the scenes and I get to hear it exactly as it is. One of the amazing things about the work that I do is that these women feel really safe. You know, this is a really safe space. They feel safe to be totally honest. You know, I get it raw and vulnerable, and they are just so completely brilliant and brave. You know, in the kind of conversations that I get to be part of, there's no worry about how they're landing or their LinkedIn profile or what the competition might think of them. I get to really, really hear it like it is. You know, this is the real authentic deal. And I have been doing this work now since 2007. So a little while now, and I have been privy to hundreds, if not thousands, of these kind of conversations. And over this time, I've been observing. I've been observing and I've been taking note, and I've been taking stock. And what I'm about to share with you today is my observations of the 10 key traits of these successful female entrepreneurs. And that's what I'm going to share with you today. And by the way, these traits, these are universal. These happen across the board. So I am working with women who have been CEOs for decades. And I'm working with fresh, brand new founders, brand new startups who've got zero entrepreneurial experience. These traits are universal. How they manifest and the degree to which they are in play might vary somewhat, but the traits themselves are universal. So let's dive in. I am excited to share these with you. And I would also love to know if you agree with me today. Some of these might be not what you expect, and I would love to know whether you agree with me. I would love to know which of these traits resonate with you, whether you feel you have these traits in spades already, or indeed, are there any of these traits that you would like to embody? You know, are they on your vision board for what you would like to achieve this year? And have I missed any off the list? Should there be any traits in there that I have missed out this list? Let me just have a sip of my coffee. If you are new to my world, my name is Claire Akers. I am an authenticity coach. I help female entrepreneurs grow aligned and impactful businesses through authentic self-mastery. That is what I'm all about. So let's dive into those 10 traits of successful female entrepreneurs. So number one is passion. It's passion, of course it is. And these women are really, really clear on their values and their vision and their mission. They know what it is that they want to achieve. They might not know the specifics of that. You know, they might not have a roadmap they can show you or a business plan, but they've got a vision of the change that they want to have in the world. And then what they do is they take consistent and relentless action towards that goal. Even if they don't know what to do, even if they're feeling a bit overwhelmed and a bit woolly and they can't see the wood for the trees, then they take consistent action because they know that action leads to clarity. They keep on moving forward. And if something goes wrong, they're able to course correct, but they keep on moving and taking action and taking small but important steps towards that vision and mission every day. And that passion is it's tangible, it's palpable. You know, they are magnetic. When you're around a woman, a female entrepreneur who has that passion, it's absolutely magnetic. And you know, you are drawn to her, whether you agree with her or not. She's just got something about her. And that passion, it gets them out of bed with a fire in their belly. You know, they'll leap out of bed ready to make changes. And that passion as well, it helps them keep going when they've had a knock, because of course they have knocks. There are always knocks in business. It is not plain sailing. And that passion as well, that manifests as well as not being money driven. Now, to be really clear, these women have got a desire to be wealthy. They know that wealthy women change the world. However, money is not the be all and end all. They see money as a lubricant, as an enabler, as how they get to affect the change that they desire to see in the world, and an enabler for how they want to build and grow and scale their business. This passion as well, they also care about their purpose. They care about their métier, their calling, their legacy, the impact that they want to have in the world. They understand that they are part of something bigger than themselves, and they care about the ripple effect on what they are putting out there in the world, whether that is employing people, whether that is being a role model, whether that is inspiring people in their community. So that is number one, passion. Then number two is they are authentic. Of course they are. They are authentic. They are true to themselves. It's what helps them sleep at night. No matter what they're having to navigate, if they are true to themselves, then they can sleep at night and navigate any problem. They're comfortable in their own skin. You know, they might not be perfect. There might be things that they change about their appearance or their personality, but they are comfortable in their own skin. There's an ease about them. They're values led. This is really, really important that they are values led. They've done the work. They've taken the time to work out who they are right down to their core. You know, if you cut them down the middle like a stick of rock, you would see their values and you would know who they are, what they stand for. And then this is the key bit, have the courage to live that every day. And they know how to call on those values. When they are faced with a conundrum, when they've got a sticky situation and they don't know how to navigate out of it, they know that by going back to their values, they will find a way to navigate through any situation. They know when to work and they know when to play. They know how to call all parts of themselves into being for maximum effect, as is aligned with that vision and that mission. 2 seconds. It's thirsty work describing all this. Okay. So number three is they understand the power of the tribe. This is a really, really big one. There's an old saying that your network is your net worth. And these successful female entrepreneurs, they know this, but they also know there's a next level iteration of this. You know, we are not talking about the old boys network. There is a new, smarter, mainly female network that they know how to call on. They are not just trying to knock on the door of existing infrastructures, you know, to try and bring a chair to existing tables. They are building their own tables. They are bringing their own chairs to those tables, and they are opening up and starting their own conversations with their tribe, with the people that they resonate with and who they are aligned with. they believe in collaboration, not competition. You know, it's not about winning pitches against the competition and staying ahead of the game and looking what everyone else is doing out there. They're looking for smart collaborations. They're looking for ways that they can work with people who they are aligned with and become greater than the sum of their parts. And as part of that, they believe in abundance, not scarcity. You know, there is plenty of business to go around. There are clients out there for everybody, and they can recommend people, they can collaborate with people. It is just a nicer way of operating commercially. And they believe in sending the lift back down as well. So they're not feeling like there's only a small slice of the pie, there's only so much to go around. They believe in being role models, in helping other people climb the ladder as well. So that's number three. Number four is they are resilient. They are resilient. And of course, bad things still happen. They get knockbacks, things go wrong, relationships go wrong. There were some really tricky situations that require a lot of big girl pants. However, they have done the work, which I'll come on to in another trait, but they have done the work so that stuff does not knock them. You know, they can brush all the challenges and obstacles off like dust off their shoulder. It doesn't even touch the sides because they have such a strong sense of self and where they are going with the business. They are in alignment with their values and with their mission, so nothing knocks them off the purpose. So that is number four. They are resilient. And then number five is boundaries. Oh my gosh, boundaries. Setting boundaries has been such a game changer for me and for so many of the women I work with as well. In essence, they can own their shit. They can absolutely own their shit. And they can set boundaries with people who try and make their shit their shit. They can own their shit and they set boundaries around other people's shit and don't take it on board. That is a slightly vulgar way of describing it, but hopefully you are understanding what I am putting down there. They can also set boundaries with people who are not their tribe. I'm sure we've all had experiences with clients or business partners who turn out to be a less than ideal relationship. They know how to extricate themselves with integrity from those situations and don't let those less than ideal relationships go on for longer than they should. You know, they set those boundaries and they let those relationships go. And they don't let those less than ideal situations sap their energy or get into their head or make them mean anything. And with those boundaries, they are fully accountable and responsible for their own stuff. You know, whether it's a mistake they've made or an up level they need to do, they are aware of what they need to do with those boundaries. And then number six is they are self-aware and they are open to growth. You know, they're not ego-driven. They're not afraid to realize there are some areas in which they need to do some work and then to take the time and invest the time and energy and money in becoming more self-aware and becoming more aware of their inner world and their mindset and what that means, and then do the work to move through it. You know, they are emotionally intelligent and open to growth. So that is number six. And number seven is they are brave. They are so brave. They are so brave. Anybody can have a business idea. You know, it's so easy to come up with an idea. But the heart and the guts that it takes to actually put that out there in the world and create a business from it and keep on going at it when things aren't going to plan, that takes real bravery and courage and guts. These women, they're visible. You know, they understand that in order to grow the business, they need to put themselves out there and they do the work in order to be authentically visible. And they are hyper aware as well of their own brand, their own ecosystem, the impact as they move through the world. And they do the work to, whether that's internal or external work, in order to make that happen. They are trailblazers as well. They are willing to look the fool and to follow their heart and their instinct and their gut when it looks bonkers on paper. You know, it might defy all conventional wisdom, but they are willing to look the fool and do something different from the herd because they just know in their guts that it is the right thing to do. And then number eight is they are not afraid to be vulnerable. She's not ego driven. These successful female entrepreneurs, they've got open hearts. You know, they wear their heart on their sleeve. Some people may see that as a downfall, but she often wears a heart on her sleeve, and they seek deep, genuine connection with people. You know, they're not interested in transactional relationships. They want to genuinely connect with the people that they work with, whether that's suppliers or clients or employees. You know, it's got to mean something. And they know that that vulnerability, that is actually a true show of strength. So that is number eight. They're not afraid to be vulnerable. And then number nine is they are not afraid to ask for help and ask for and accept support where needed. And as part of this, they are able to invest where needed and invest in the right people as well, you know, being hyper aware of who they need, who needs to be in their team. And she's got that tribe, so she's got the right people around her that she can trust to help and support her. They are hyper aware of where they are most valuable, you know, where their zone of genius is, and then they get the right team around them to support them so they can be in their zone of genius and allow other people to plug those gaps. And they know when to be original and innovative and be that trailblazer, but also when to stand on the shoulders of giants, you know, not to have to reinvent the wheel, but to be able to look at what's gone before and improve things or do things in their own way. Learn from people who've done things before, learn from people who can support them and enjoy the shortcuts, basically. And then finally, number 10 is to know that the queen eats first. Now, this is so, so important. And it took me so long to learn this lesson, but when I did, it was a game changer, and I teach it to everybody. So the queen eats first. They've got to protect their energy. That is the number one important thing. They understand that the only finite resource is their energy. The only finite resource is their energy and their time as well. There's always more money. There's always the opportunity to get more money, to do another deal, to get more clients. But if they can protect their energy and their creativity and their innovation and their fight and their fire as part of that, then that is the key thing. They understand the sweet spot as well between masculine and feminine energy. So traditionally, masculine energy is all about making things happen, the hustle, the push, to be able to make things happen when their back is against the wall. And then the feminine energy of the alignment, the intuition, the pull of the gut instinct, the collaboration, the softer, more intuitive way of doing things. There was a sweet spot between this. And these successful women know when to push, when to pull, and how to find that sweet spot in between the two of them. And then finally, as part of knowing that the queen eats first, she knows what her essential standards are. You know, she's done the work, and she knows how to take the time to understand what are the essential standards, her non-negotiables, that she needs to put into play in order to show up as her brightest and best every day, in order to grow just the type of business that is going to set her on fire. So these are my 10. These are the 10 traits of highly successful female entrepreneurs. And I would love to know what has come up for you as you have been hearing these, if you've been watching these and listening to these. I'd like to know if you agree with me. Do you agree with me on all these? Which of these have you got in spades and you want to celebrate? And which of these would you love to have and you're maybe going to put on your vision board for this year, something that you'd like to embody? And have I missed any? Have I missed any off? I would love to know. So let me know. So there we have it. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening. In case nobody's told you today, you're awesome. See you next time.